Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Can we talk about how our guy Drew's feeling today?
Hey, Drew. You okay, man?
Our guy Drew with Cincinnati. The reports yesterday from Adam Schefter that Trey Hendrickson, not happy with his deal. One of the better defensive linemen in football.
Wants like a new 17 deal. 17 sacks or something last year?
Requested a trade. Then Adam Schefter reaffirmed what was reported earlier this offseason, which was that T. Higgins, not happy, hasn't gotten the discussions that he's wanted for a new deal. He wants to be traded. T. Higgins, Trey Hendrickson, two of their four best players on the team, maybe? One out. Their owner sounds cheap as hell. And it's a reminder of how difficult it is to take care of everybody when your quarterback's going to be making money, when Ja'Marr Chase is going to be making some money here soon. You can't keep everybody, and you don't have anything to show for it yet.
Drew can talk here in just a moment, as he's dealing with a technical issue back there.
Bad timing on our part.
He probably called that guy in just to avoid this conversation.
He doesn't want to talk about Cincy.
Look, tough day for Cincy. You know what I love about this is that they're admitting the level of desperation other teams have that the Chiefs don't, because one of the reports out of there, and look, Trey Hendrickson is threatened to retire if they don't trade him. So as much as the report that said Cincinnati's no interest in trading T. Higgins or Trey Hendrickson because they're trying to win a Super Bowl this year, they're not about giving away star caliber players before the draft in the middle of a Super Bowl window. They're admitting what we all know, which is their window for Super Bowl championships is closing shut in a hurry. Because everyone's getting expensive, and the guys that they don't want to pay that they're desperately trying to hold on to for a last little bit of juice for a good roster don't want to be there anymore because they're not paid commensurate with their talent, with their production. So, like, they know their window's closing. It's great news for the
I'll
Chiefs.
I'll push back on the
window. Ah, there he is.
The window, as Joe Burrow said, the window is his whole career.
I do not agree with that. That only exists for very few quarterbacks in NFL history.
Joe Burrow's one of them.
It's a problem, though, Drew, if your owner is not willing to pay money to guys.
The thing with Trey, this is the problem with the Trey Hendrickson thing, is that he signed a deal last year. If he wanted more guaranteed money, he shouldn't have signed the deal last year.
Oh, you know that's not how this works in the NFL, though, man.
I mean, look, that's good theory.
Because a player can sign a deal, and then they outperform, and they want a new deal all the time. I mean, this happens all the time in sports.
Before he signed the deal last year, he had, like, 15 sacks before. Like, he was already a very good defensive end. He just had another year on top of it.
The report was he signed a deal last year, though, because it still wasn't what he wanted, but he was willing to be somewhat of a team player. They gave him a little bump, and he always knew that he was going to come
makes
back.
Almost half his market value.
And that's not Mike Brown's fault. Trey Hendrickson's agent, for him to, he shouldn't have encouraged.
You want
to
be on the side of Mike Brown?
Hang on. He shouldn't have told Trey to sign the deal if he felt that it was short. He shouldn't have signed the deal.
So is your take though that you signed a bad deal? How dare you ask for more money? That happens all the time
in
the NFL.
That happened to Salvador Perez, and they just gave him more money instead.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't even bring in baseball because that's like a completely different, like the way the whole situation there is set up. Like, not in the cap or anything. But like,
no.
Look at DeAndre Hopkins.
If Chris Jones has 20 sacks next year and is like, I need more money.
He's not, because he's literally got the largest. The difference is,
I know, but
Chris Jones has the biggest contract in the NFL on the defensive line already. So that's the, he's not going to come back next year and ask. Your guy is getting half the money he should be getting paid.
Oh, no, I don't disagree that he shouldn't be getting paid more. But the thing is, from what all has been reported, it's the guaranteed money. It's not even okay. The contract. The contract is fine. It's I'm not making enough guaranteed money to be content.
I don't think they believe in your guy, Joe Burrow. I think that's what it is, Drew. They don't believe in your guy, Joe Burrow. They don't think he can take him to the promised land. They want out.
The thing that really screws the whole thing up is his agent's an idiot. For him to come out and say,
oh, his agent's a bit of an idiot.
For him to come out and say,
because he signed that deal.
Trey wants to play for the Bengals. Trey also wants to play for another team, but also Trey is considering retirement. There's all the leverage that Trey had in this scenario is gone.
No, he brought it back by saying he'd retire. He got all the leverage back when he said, I'll just quit. Right? That's good leverage. Saying I'll quit's good leverage.
I don't think because
then you get no value and you don't get the player.
Drew, are you worried though? Are you worried?
They would lose out, but I'm not worried in the stance that they would miss him. They would miss him this year, but they've done what every team should be doing is drafting a defensive end. They've drafted a defensive end every single year the last 3 years. They've got guys that are in the rotation that can be elevated to a starter that would be very good, who have been first round picks.
But Drew, this is the team that Burrow had last year. And as of right this second is still the best team he's ever going to have in his career in terms of talent around him. And only he's going to get harder. Does that concern you? And he can't stay healthy.
I mean, it's always been that way though. It's always, whether they have Trey Hendrickson or not, or T. Higgins or not, it was always going to be that way because it's can they draft well?
I just don't know how you can say how the window is wide open when your quarterback for starters has to be available for at least 16 games at minimum a year.
I think the window's wide open because whenever he's been healthy, they've made it to at least the AFC title game. And they went 9-8 last year.
I know, but like he's not
out for over half the season.
But that means he's only made the AFC title game twice. He's been a starter in the league for 5 years. I mean, that's not a bad ratio. Most teams would take
that. If you look at all the other quarterbacks in the AFC, nobody's done that.
You know that there's
only, other than Mahomes.
But you know that there's only been like 30 quarterbacks in NFL history, right? So less than two every that like have made multiple Super Bowls in their career. Like they're admitting like, it's weird for you to not admit that their window is closing when they're admitting it. They're saying, we're not giving away talented players when we have a chance to win a Super Bowl. Those guys will be gone. Then we'll have to figure it out.
I think Mike Brown's consensus has always been you play. Like if
the window's open forever, you trade Tyreek Hill because you're like, screw it, we can win for the next 15 years.
The way that the Bengals have operated is if they expect you to fulfill that all out and they don't pay you early, they're not going to. They were never
There's consequences to that.
They were, and like Mike Brown's been a lot better in terms of paying guys. It's just that for T. Higgins, they had the option for the franchise tagger to pay him, and they knew, okay, we have to pick between T. and Ja'Marr Chase. It was always going to be T. Higgins is going to get the short end of the stick. It was always going to be that way, which is where his situation is not surprising. Trey Hendrickson's situation is more surprising because he signed a deal just last year where we know the output that you're getting, but the way that Mike Brown operates is he probably should pay him.
So
right now, he should pay Trey Hendrickson right now because they got the cap space and they're going for a Super Bowl. He should do it, but I wouldn't be surprised based on Trey Hendrickson signing that contract.
People have done that though. I mean, like DeAndre Hopkins did this like less than 5 years ago and got himself traded and got himself a brand new contract. He had 17 and a half sacks last year. Look, he only has $8 million in guaranteed money coming his way. All the people who were paid above him on the average annual per year standpoint have at least 50 or 60, in some cases, $110 million guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean, and that's Trey's thing. And the Bengals, I mean, for what it's worth, they haven't, I'm sure guaranteed money was the problem with T. They wanted to re-sign
and
T.
And why
I'm
is
sure,
guaranteed
but,
money, what's required when you do guaranteed money, Drew? Guaranteed money requires what? Money to be put aside in escrow.
Yeah.
And why is that an issue for Cincinnati?
They're not in that situation where
their owner's cheap.
Yeah, they're not in a situation that they feel comfortable doing that.
And that's the problem. Like that's an issue long-term for sustained success. And that's why people can put out an F- grade for Clark Hunt on the NFLPA survey, and people can have complaints about the practice facility not being up to date. He's handed out massive contracts that have required, you know, tens of millions of dollars in money being put aside. He's willing to do it because they're in a window to win. It sounds like Cincinnati's owner is not willing to do it. That would suck if I were you and a Cincinnati fan.
Well, that's where the situation with Trey Hendrickson is very weird because he signed the contract last year. It's not like he signed a 2-year deal. It's not like he signed a 5-year deal and it didn't work out. Or he's not like he signed a 5-year deal and he wants to re-up. He signed a 2-year deal and has played 1 year through it and says, hey, I want to.
He's done being the team player.
Like, the Bengals are not going to, they're not going to give him that money when they know that they've drafted DN the last 3 years and they feel comfortable in that position where they got guys who can fill his role. Maybe not as well, but they can fill it and they can address D tackle like they need to.
Do either get traded?
The most likely to get traded is Hendrickson.
I agree. I think Hendrickson does get traded.
I think one of them is not going anywhere
to at this point, right? I mean, how do you not trade one of them? You can't risk. I would be trying to trade one of them tonight if you want to know the truth and get somebody that can help me right away for this upcoming season. You wait till August, or July, you're not getting anything that's going to help you in this upcoming season. If your window is closing, and I think there's a chance it is, to me, you need to move on from one of them tonight and try to put a trade together tonight to go get picks so you can help yourself for this upcoming season.
If I'm the Bengals, look, more power to you, Trey. You can go get paid somewhere else. You signed a contract. If you want to play this year out, we can talk again. But if you want to get traded, we will send you to Arizona. You can suck, and we'll get the 27th overall pick. And we can go from there.
I don't think you're getting the 27th overall. Brian Burns is younger. They had to give him a contract, too, and they didn't give up a...
If they give up a second...
2 seconds, right? Is that what they gave up?
They could give Trey a second and then next year's third and get a first-round pick. They'll have two first-rounders and move on.
Brian Burns. Let's see. What was his trade? Because that's your best comparison, you know.
The only way that the Bengals have the window... It didn't matter if Trey was there. They always were going to have to draft well for them to have the window still be open. So I think the fact that Trey wants to leave it is whatever. It sucks, but it's not like the window is shut because they have to trade Trey Hendrickson or get rid of T. Higgins. That was always going to happen.
The reason
in
why,
my opinion.
We have seen the Chiefs show that they can win in different ways with different personnel when they've had also a lot of money to star players. Cincinnati had an opportunity when they weren't really paying anybody a ton of money. They didn't win anything. And that's why going to the Super Bowl against the Rams and losing is, I think, devastating for that franchise. And now it's only going to get tougher. Joe Burrow's money's going to kick in here in about a year.
Jamar's going to have to get paid.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think there's a chance the window is closing. There's always another.
You can reset a new window.
Yeah. Like, the Chiefs aren't going anywhere. You have a team like Houston that's on the rise. Like, look at Buffalo's the same circumstance here. Things are tougher for them now. That's why there's teams that are surpassing the Bills. I think Cincinnati has another year where they're still one of the top two or three teams in the AFC. Then it's going to get even more challenging. Will Houston surpass them after this season? I think there's a chance.
And you could say the Bills haven't drafted particularly well because they've been close, but they haven't been good enough, and they've paid a lot of money to a lot of guys. Where the Bengals are on the side of we're going to rely on the draft.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.